T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins us on the line right now. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just joining you guys and for a great cause. Talk to Christian. I was going to get back from London just for this. So I got back yesterday, and like I told him, I was going to be here with you guys, and a pleasure to join you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some great guests on, and we had Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Bobby
Orr. And actually, sorry to interrupt you. You know, I like this 10 o'clock, you know, I like this group because the record, we always talk about the record, yeah. You know, in it's through 2018. The
roof. Yeah. I actually prefer yeah. this. I prefer this hour also.
No, he's talking about Rich and me.
Oh, yeah.
He had a better record with Rich and me than he did with you
fantastic.
Guys. So.
Yeah, we were great. How would you, Alex, you had a chance to answer a lot of baseball questions from Fourier during the year. How would you assess his baseball intellect?
No, it was pretty solid. Yeah. Actually, throughout the seasons, you know, it started with his hockey knowledge. I learned a lot throughout the Stanley Cup about hockey. Then, obviously, during the season, you know, he talked about pitch usage and workload, of yeah. course. Yeah. One of the things that he actually, we talk about it, and a week later, all of a sudden, Mookie Betts was leading off again. So he talked about it. I remember we were.
You slapped me around. You slapped me around. And made me look uh-huh. like a fool. And then, sure enough, there's Mookie, right? I mean, I was lucky. I think I was lucky on that one.
I remember that conversation. Actually, it was I was walking by the mall in San Francisco with Laz Gutierrez, our mental skills coach, who does an outstanding job, you know, keeping me insane throughout the season. And Christian asked me about leading off. And I'm like, no, we're going to stay with Benny and all this and all that, blah, blah, blah. And a week later, 10 days later, Mookie's leading off again. And, you know, I don't want to give you too much credit, but
that's enough. I'm good with that.
You
planted
the seed,
though. Yeah.
So I follow you on Twitter, Alex, and I saw your tweet last week. You mentioned you just got back from London. You went to Liverpool to watch Liverpool play, didn't
wow.
you?
Wow. Well, yeah. I went over there with Angelica, my girlfriend. The kids actually stayed back home in Puerto Rico, the twins and Camila. And Tom Werner invited me to go to a match. In Liverpool, Manchester City against Liverpool, and I went to the NBA Finals. Obviously, we play in the World Series. That atmosphere on Sunday was unreal. The way they love the sport is something that obviously we love baseball here, but it was something else. Actually, we went to see Chelsea on Saturday, and then Liverpool on Sunday, and it was a great experience. One of the things that got my attention, so they had this lounge right behind the executive box, you know, that's where Tom and John and Mike and Sam, when he goes, you know, they sit there and they have all the guests. But in the lounge, it's actually, they serve lunch, they have drinks and all this, and both teams, the front office of both teams are in there. And 5 minutes before you have to go out, somebody introduces the executives of the opposition and wish them luck. Very, very polite. And it was something different. It's kind of like us doing that with the Yankees in our suite. You know, hey, come here, hang out with us, you know, before the game. And we like each other. And then after the game, you make a toast and then you hang out with the opposition. It was something different, but a great experience. The atmosphere, the fan base, unreal. I learned a lot about what has happened throughout the franchise history, the 92 fans that die in a match, and everything that they do it was something very special.
Did you at all, I mean, it seems like it was more pleasure than it was business, but since you were there, would you try to investigate any new organizational skills, managerial techniques, I mean, as far as how they run their you know, how they run their team, load management, all that stuff. Does that even exist over there?
It's at another level. Actually, both franchises, Manchester City and Liverpool, they do it the right way, but they do it differently. It seems like Pep Guardiola, the manager of Manchester City, he has this type of players that he likes. And, there's a lot of ball skills, a lot of passing. They're very aggressive. They push the line all the way up, and I'm talking like Christian, like he knows soccer. He knows the same way with soccer with the here. But they have certain type of players. With Liverpool, is very proactive, very sabermetrics, kind of like analytic kind of way. There was actually an article about how they ended up with Mo Salah. So they give the manager a list of 10 players, and they have this formula, and they have all this information from all over the world, and all of a sudden it's a list of 10 players. And he looks at it, and he's like, nah, I don't like this. Then they give him another list of the next 10 players, and he looks at it, he's like, oh, this is worse. So he went back to it, and they identified Mo Salah as the guy that they wanted, and the rest of history. The guy is amazing. He's a great player. But it's analytics with a mix of knowledge. Probably something that it looks like in our sport is going that way. You see the Dodgers, you see the Yankees, you see the Rays, you see where we at right now with Haim running the organization. A lot of information, a lot of trying to identify that guy that can make a difference that other teams don't see, and you see the results right now. The standings are, I think they're 9 points up, and they're doing an outstanding job. Another thing that they do, and it's a lot different. We remember we had that show with Bill and Brad, and we talk about the difference of the sports. They have control of the players. They have control of the players throughout the week. It's kind of like if with us, we play, let's say, Saturday and Sunday, and we just work out Tuesday through Thursday. Then you have control of the team as far as like breakfast and lunch and workload during practice and all that. We don't have that luxury. Our practices go from February 15th to March 28th and then go through the grind. So that's the difference between the sport, and they do an outstanding job taking care of the players. One thing that caught my attention actually on Sunday, I knew about their international window. I think it's like 2 weeks or whatever they have to go and play for their national teams. And actually, there's four windows of this. So they go and they play for Spain and for France and for Portugal. And, the team, they try to maneuver, kind of manage the minutes. Let's say Alex Cora is playing for Team Puerto Rico. Alex is only going to play 40 minutes. And at the end, you're playing for your country and Alex plays 90 minutes, and the ownership hates that. That same day on Sunday, I went out to the locker room and they were gone. And I went down there 10 minutes after the game, and it was because guys, where they had their flight set up to go to Brazil and to the Netherlands and all that. So it was intriguing. It was different. It was a great learning experience. And, we had a blast.
Alex, one of the big stories in baseball right now is the sign stealing from the Astros back in 2017 when you were a bench coach. Looks like Major League Baseball is investigating it. Have they contacted you yet, or what do you know about this?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, and I know you have a job to do, obviously. I have talked to MLB, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think it would be irresponsible from my part commenting on what's going on while the investigation is going on. The Astros are doing the due diligence. MLB is doing too, and let's see where it takes us.
Have you talked to Mookie Betts this offseason yet and talked about the possibility
of staying? We talked a few times, actually. Talked to JD yesterday. We've been in touch. One of the things that, I'm trying to do, and we talk about it after the season this year, is, it's not great that we have a lot of time, but we have time to reset and talk to players and visiting players and trying to map out what's going on in the offseason, try to see, be on top of everything. It's not that we didn't last year, but the time was less, and everything was a sprint. So now we kind of slow everything down, and we've been in touch with everybody. Mookie is in a good place. Actually, I think he has a charity event coming up the first weekend of December, just trying to get better. I think his goal is, you know, to gain a little bit of weight, you know, for the grind of the season, and he's in a good spot.
Alex, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us and lend your support to Christian's incredible effort here. We don't get to talk to you much this time of year, so it's always fun.
No, okay. Where are we at? Hour, what, 20? Are we getting close or not?
We're close.
No, we're damn close, but we keep changing the goal. So the goal was 25, then it was 30, then it was 40, then it was 50. Now it's 75, so we have
75?
Yeah, 75. What the hell, right?
I tell you what, let's do this. You get to 75, and we'll make a donation for the cause when I do the first show with you guys in spring training.
So I got to get to 75, right?
Yes, sir.
No, and so can I go over 25 hours?
you can go. You can do whatever you want, brother. You're doing a great. You know what? You don't have to get to 75. We're still gonna help out with the Cubs. Okay.
There you go. So that's awesome. My man. Right.
Great
there.
Job. Very proud of you. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Alex. Take care, Alex Cora.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.